Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're going to go out west now, out to the San Francisco area. Lorenzo Neal, the former NFL fullback, 95.7 The Game in San Fran, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mr. Neal, how you been, buddy?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How are we doing?
We are doing well. We're excited for the weekend. Obviously, the Seahawks are coming to town. First of all, looking at this game, the Seahawks and the Packers, who you got in this one?
Well, I think this is going to be a hell of a game. I look at both these two teams. Both of them won established a run. Both these teams got great quarterbacks, future Hall of Fame quarterbacks at that. I think the Green Bay at home in the frozen tundra at Lambeau Field, you got to take the home team. I think it's going to be a great game. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, can't wait to watch these two duel it out. But I think Green Bay is going to go ahead and pull this one out.
I am hoping you are correct. Now you got a game coming up this weekend where the 49ers have had a little time off and they're getting ready for the Vikings coming to town. So we saw the 49ers, obviously, about 6-7 weeks ago, and it was about 2.5 quarters of good football, and then San Francisco just broke it open. The Packers had some mistakes and some turnovers. And it was funny because I thought the 49ers just beat them up. They just out-physicaled them. And the Packers' perspective was, no, we just had bad communication. The team that really beat us up was the Chargers out west. So you tell me, give me your kind of impression of what this season has been and how they've gotten wins and how they've gotten to this point.
Yeah, I think that when you look at this Green Bay team and you think about what they're able to do, it's been such a predominant heavy Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers have had, over the years, had to go out and win games, take games over. I think now when you look at Rodgers, I think you look at a running game, and look at the teams that are winning in the National Football League. You look at Baltimore, they're able to run the ball. You look at Minnesota, team that wants to run the ball. Look at the San Francisco 49ers, they want to run the ball. I think when you look at Minnesota, you look at your team, you look at the Packers, the inability to run the ball because they got behind in the sticks and because it became a one-sided game earlier, you took Jones out of the game, so wasn't able to run the ball when you guys came out to San Francisco out west. So that was just a one-sided game, and just Minnesota just had a bad start, and the San Francisco 49ers were able to capitalize on it. So I don't think that that's the type of game it's going to be next week if these two teams happen to take care of their perspective business. Because the San Francisco 49ers and Green Bay are both favored in these games, they need to take care of business so we can see it was that just a fluke and see if the San Francisco 49ers are who we think they are, and I think they're a pretty good ball team. But the biggest thing with San Francisco right now, guys, it's health. It's getting guys ready. You look at what's going on, young Nicky Bosa, the rookie of the year, you saw this guy. He was averaging about 60-70% of snaps, and now he's up to 90-some plays because you lost Blair. You lost several guys, Tart, several guys on the defensive line, a lot of guys, DJ Jones, Blair. You lost a lot of guys on the San Francisco 49ers, and now you're asking guys on third down to go after the quarterback. But now Bosa's playing more plays than he's played. You lost also D Ford, a guy who had 7 or 8 sacks, and now you don't have him with consistency. He's only, the most snaps he's played this whole year is 26 snaps, I think 27. You know, guys, there was an interesting snap when Nicky Bosa and he's on the same field, when those two and Ford on the field, out of 160 plays, do you know they accounted for 20, the team has 24 sacks, and then when Nick Bosa and those two aren't on the field together, out of 800 plays, the team total has 24 sacks with that. So those are two numbers that you look at. So 1 out of 7 compared to 1 out of every 3 plays, that just goes to tell you, because you can't double one of those guys, Ford or Nick Bosa. So those two guys, when they're on the field at the same time, this team is humming and they can get after the quarterback. So Ford is supposed to come back this week. That would be huge for the San Francisco 49ers, especially defense, to get after the quarterback.
What is the faith that Garoppolo is going to perform in the postseason? You really don't know until you get there. I mean, I've seen him at times where he gets a little rattled. That Seattle game going to overtime, he got rattled. Then again, later in the season, he held his own. Tell me about Jimmy Garoppolo and your thoughts going to the postseason.
Yeah, I think Jimmy G, we're going to have to see what he's about. I know he hasn't done it. I know everyone says, oh, he went to the Super Bowl with New England. Yeah, but he was sitting on the bench. He's holding the clipboard, so that's a lot different. I think Jimmy G, what Kyle Shanahan, I think people don't give Kyle Shanahan enough credit. Kyle Shanahan really has been the guy who's been the driving engine behind this offense. Because he understood early in the season, you don't make Jimmy G to go out and win you games. He needs to manage games. And you saw early in the season, the running game averaging over 180, 170 yards a game, and Jimmy G didn't have to go out and take over. So now his knee's gotten a lot stronger. He's a lot more confident. And you see what Kyle Shanahan, his play calling, his play design. You look at guys, even Matt Ryan, look at his year when he's there. Look at Robert Griffin III when he was, when Kyle Shanahan was there. Think about what he's done with these guys. They're just guys. Look at the castaway, the offensive line guys that came over from Atlanta and now playing Garland, the guys that are on the Niners too. A lot of these guys, Kyle Shanahan understands he doesn't put a round peg in a square hole. He knows the players that he has. He says, I'm going to make my offense work for you to be successful. So I think when you're answering their question, Jimmy G's had a lot of success because he has a guy named Kyle Shanahan who understands what he does well and understand what he doesn't do so well as well.
What did it mean to get Emmanuel Sanders in the trade this year? I mean, obviously you already had a terrific tight end in George Kittle. You had some decent receivers, but Sanders came in and gave you something. You know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt. Let's be honest, and you got to realize this team would not be where it's at if they didn't get Emmanuel Sanders in. When Sanders came in, he changed the whole offense. He changed the whole offensive receiving core. You look at Dung Debo now. Look at Debo Samuel. Debo have gotten better because Sanders came in. You look at what he's done. He's elevated the offense. You had a young receiving core that didn't have any experience. You went out and you gave up a third round to go bring in Emmanuel, and Emmanuel has been solid. He has changed the trajectory of this offense. Now if you want to double Kittle, have fun, because now he can beat single one-on-one coverage, man-to-man press, because he's so quick, he's still very elusive. And now the young guy, Debo, you look what he's been able to do because of the emergence of Emmanuel. So I look at this team now, Kendra Bourne, look at what's going on. This was huge for this offense. Jimmy G now, he has the pieces to the puzzle. He just got to go out and execute. And I think Kyle Shanahan, with that run game and what he does with hey, diddle, diddle, Kittle down the middle, I think this offense is going to be humming, and they're going to be humming well, and it's going to start this weekend. It's got to start this weekend against a Minnesota team that's showing you that they can go on a road and win, who's riding really high because they're coached pretty well by Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, I never expected Minnesota to be in this situation. I got to be honest.
Oh, nor have I.
Yeah, now you look at Minnesota. They got it done with defense. I mean, Daniel Hunter was really, really solid. Linval Joseph up the gut. Obviously, Everson Griffin and company, they're going to try to put a lot of pressure, I would assume, on Jimmy Garoppolo. How do you keep that defense from just stifling what it is they do? And then you got to put pressure, obviously, on a guy that got his first postseason win in Kirk Cousins, and he can be rattled at times.
Oh, without a doubt, but you just hit it on the nail on the head. You got to win with a win in the trenches. Can San Francisco block these guys? I think you're going to have to run the ball, like you said, because they did a great job, Minnesota, putting the outside rushers inside, and now the guards. He's one of the guards that you saw what happened. The Saints guard, he got Drew Brees hurt when he got hurt, letting a guy beat him. So when you think about what Minnesota did, they said, let's switch this game plan up and look for them to try this against San Francisco, try to change the trajectory, move guys around on defense. So it's going to be very imperative that San Francisco gets to the outside, keeps that zone run game going, and make sure they can block, because if they just have to drop back, I don't think the San Francisco 49ers offensive line can hold up. They're going to have to move the pocket, look for Kyle Shanahan to move the pocket, and don't have him just sit in the pocket and throw the ball. You saw that with Drew Brees. It wasn't that Drew Brees was bad. It was the fact that he didn't have time to throw the ball. Once he got to his spot, he's a pocket passer. Those guys were in him, beating him up, and he couldn't get to his launch angle. So they just beat the Saints' deep offensive line up, and that was the big key for that victory. And the Saints couldn't run the ball. But they have 13 carries, 13 rushing yards, 13 totes. When you're running the ball 13 times, you're not going to win ball games. Minnesota dictated with Cook running the ball, took the ball out of Drew Brees' hand. That's what they're going to try to do. Same type of game plan. whatever team is able to run the ball, in my opinion, is going to come out victorious in this particular game between these two teams.
In the Bay Area, Lorenzo Neal, the former NFL fullback, joining us from 95.7 The Game out there. So Shanahan against Zimmer. Zimmer, for a while, you might have thought, he's on the hot seat. And now getting to this game, I don't think he is. I think he did a really good job in getting his team ready to take on New Orleans. Tell me about Shanahan, the experience in the postseason, what he's looking to do, and maybe where he might have an edge.
Yeah, I think because of the fact, you know, we talked about that earlier. This is ability to move the launch angle for young Jimmy G. You look what he does as far as the reverses and the different things that he does. Defenses have to play honest because of the illusion. But it's going to be an interesting matchup because if you look at Zimmer and who he hired in, he said Kubiak was the best hire he could have made, and that's one of the same type of disciples. They're all, you know, so they all know one another. So it's going to be definitely a chess match. Who's going to win the X and O matchup? Because we understand the trenches are going to be about equal. But yes, I think that Kyle Shanahan is one of the best play designers and play callers in the game because defenses can't overflow. If you overflow, you know it's going to be some type of misdirection. You look at the Niners, how they do that bend back. We'll get Hughes Tech. He starts to the right and then comes back to the left. And teams sometimes overflow that, but Kyle Hughes Tech is reading it because he can cut back, and now the running back can stay play side. Usually the fullback takes you to the play. So Shanahan understands that, and I think that's what makes this San Francisco offense so deadly and so hard to put your finger on because of so many different formations, so many different looks that they can give you to make you have to stay home and play honest football.
Lorenzo, we always appreciate your time, my friend. I look forward to talking to you down the road, and we will chat soon, okay?
No worries. Hope we'll see you guys next week.
There we go. Wouldn't mind that. And then eventually one of us hopefully are going to end up down in Miami. That's for damn sure, okay?
Absolutely. Be good. Cheers.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Lorenzo Neal, former fullback himself in the NFL, 95.7 The Game out in San Fran, giving us a lowdown on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You go ahead and give them a shout. 844-PRIDE, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.